USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After 19 hours of contentious testimony, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was asked by Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy what she hoped to bring to the Supreme Court.
What I would hope to bring is very similar to what 115 other justices have brought, which is their life experiences, their perspectives. And mine include being a trial judge, being an appellate judge, in addition to my being a black woman, a lucky inheritor of the civil rights dream.
The Biden administration is announcing its intention to welcome over 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and others affected by the Russian war on Ukraine. The crisis in Ukraine has quickly unfolded as the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Over 3 million Ukrainians have fled the country. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week fell to its lowest level in 52 years as the U.S. job market continues to show some strength in the midst of rising inflation and an ongoing virus pandemic. Jobless claims fell by 28,000 to 187,000, the lowest since September of 1969, according to the Labor Department. In total, 1,350,000 Americans are collecting jobless aid. U.S. businesses posted a near record level of open jobs, 11.3 million at this time. A man has been arrested in connection with the mass shooting at an Arkansas car show over the weekend that left more than two dozen people injured and one dead. Brandon Knight of Jacksonville, Arkansas, was arrested after being released from the hospital. It was unclear why he had been hospitalized. He was charged with first-degree battery and aggravated assault. He's being held at the Dumas City Jail and will make his first court appearance this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The CEO of Intel explains the big microchip shortage.
Shutdowns of factories during the COVID-19 pandemic, combined with high demand and unstable supply chains, have created a global semiconductor chip shortage. CEO of Intel, Patrick Gelsinger, tells Fox Business that they're investing in manufacturing to combat the shortage.
We're not just going to manufacture chips for our purposes, but we're going to manufacture wafers for the industry and become a major U.S. foundry supplier, opening the doors wide and something that we think is essential.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A house full of unsupervised children in Virginia were given sleeping pills by another child, causing them all to be hospitalized. Hopewell police were called to a home where they found four children, ages 1 to 4, unresponsive. Three more children found in another part of the home were awake but lethargic. Child Protective Services are now involved. The adult who was supervising the children left to go to a store and called 911 upon returning and finding the children. It's not immediately clear the adult's relationship to the children or if they face any charges. And long-term U.S. mortgage rates have jumped again this week as the 30-year loan rate has climbed to the highest level since January of 2019. The increase comes after the Federal Reserve increased the key rate, which it had kept near zero since the pandemic. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates are now at 4.42%. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.